We're going to travel to Lancaster County. We're going to learn more about what's going on in the Lancaster County School District. Elizabeth Bryant is the Public Information Officer. And good morning to you, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
You found a new superintendent.
Yes, some exciting
news.
We did.
It was a familiar face.
Yes, Norris Williams is going to be our new superintendent, and we're excited about that. It's been a smooth transition, you know, with the announcement, and looking forward to it. So,
well, yeah, he was the interim.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the board voted unanimously, which is pretty good.
Right.
He has to respond to the board. Mm-hmm. So you want all seven people on the board to
say yes.
To say yes. So that transition's been...
It's been very smooth. Okay. The next day we had administrators were going through a Covey Trust and Inspire. And as he came in, you know, they were able to greet him and, you know, congratulate him. That's fine. So that was exciting, too. But I think just the opportunity to see our community is engaging with him on a regular basis and has been even in his role as deputy and interim. But to see, you know, people having those conversations, rich conversations and getting questions answered and all that engagement is great.
Well, great. Well, congratulations to him.
Next up was Special Olympics that took place over in Lancaster County. So take us out.
So we had Special Olympics last Friday, and they believe it was one of the largest turnouts they've ever had. And they had a lot of volunteers from the school level, volunteers from the community. Parents were out. You know, kids were participating in the activities, and parents were alongside them. And so it was just really exciting. Just we had beautiful weather for it. I mean, you can't beat a beautiful day to just cap that off. But just lots of smiles and, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. It was great.
The best thing about Special Olympics, and these were the spring games, the athletes typically walk through the halls of the school and the classes come out and high five them and cheer them on, which, I mean, who wouldn't love that?
Yeah, it's great.
It's I think it's just as rewarding for the volunteers who get to be a part of that day. You don't, like, you could be going into an event like that having the worst day possible, but you are not walking having the worst day possible. We say that a lot about Special Olympics and Miracle Park. Yeah. So, yeah. And kudos to all the kids and the teachers and the parents that got to participate in that. That's amazing.
Elizabeth, two of your schools are looking at a state grant, and this is pretty interesting because they're part of a pilot program. And kind of elaborate and tell us the name of the schools.
So the state compensation grant program, we found out yesterday it was announced that Brooklyn Springs Elementary and South Middle School, which are feeder schools, are going to both be a part of that. And they'll have an opportunity for teachers to actually get compensation if their students have shown growth and academic achievement on our state assessments. And so it'll be for specific content areas because those are the ones that are tested. But the great thing is it's just another incentive for teachers. And the state has rolled this out. This is year two. And so they had huge success, I think, with it. People were really, you know, excited about that. And you had to have certain criteria to be a part of the pilot program. And so some of that did have to do with like the poverty index and things like that. And so it just, you know, continues to keep strong instructors when we see that academic achievement that occurs in those classrooms, keeps them in place in those high need schools. And so we're real excited for the opportunity for them to be recognized, and we'll know, you know, after everything, we'll find out who may get some money.
That's
so
amazing.
It's exciting. So it's that money's for them. It's not for the school. That's actual compensation to the teacher.
Oh, wow.
So to your point, it keeps them in place, so you don't you don't want them to move on,
right,
and it gives them something to work toward,
right,
and with results, right, so they can show this is how my students
and
have
it'll
grown.
Be based on this year's work, and so they're already in the work, right, and so it's not like they're finding this out now. They've been doing the work, and so that's exciting too, because what they've already put in and what those students are putting in day to day, we'll see the result of
that's really cool.
All right, congratulations to them and job well done. We're speaking with Elizabeth Bryant. She's the Public Information Officer for the Lancaster County School District. We're going to go ahead and look toward the month of May. Mm-hmm. And you've got two big events happening in May. You want to go ahead and put on our radar.
You're celebrating some heroes.
Yes. So back in my time, and Angela McCrory will probably kill me, we called it the school lunch lady. But the school lunch hero day, because, I mean, obviously it's not just women that are in our cafeteria staff. But that's on May 1st. And so her nutrition services, Facebook, social media, and their website, and we've been highlighting this as well for them, have been doing a Flashback Friday. So they had like a ton of photos from like the 40s all throughout when our schools have been in place. And so they're highlighting all those old photos to show where we've come, what the history is, those cafeteria workers. Sometimes it's students sitting in the cafeteria eating lunch or breakfast. And so that's been really exciting to see those pop out leading up to the month of May. And then that day is on May 1st, and we're just thankful for all that they do to provide our students and staff with nutritious meals.
So these pictures are posted on social media and also throughout the cafeteria at the individual schools.
Yes.
So the kids today can see what it was like to eat lunch 5, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. Boy.
It's exciting.
And it's changed, for sure.
And it's exciting to see, you know, most of the pictures, they're more in sort of a uniform style, yeah. like a very, everybody's exactly mm-hmm. the same. Mm-hmm. And although they have, you know, they have to wear gloves and things like that now, so it's they have, in that sense, a uniform, it just is different, right? And so it's just different to see that to now. And those yeah. are black and white photos. Yeah. And so a lot of our students have never seen a black and white photo. And so that's interesting that's as well.
Right. They probably think that is before
They're
Jesus.
Like, what? They're like, what is happening?
Right.
Now, in any of these pictures,
they probably pick it up and shake it. What's going
was
on?
It just in our cafeteria growing up? But in these pictures, was there a traffic light in the cafeteria? Because yes. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember having yeah. that. I don't see these in the
okay.
pictures.
That's it. But you had it too.
Yes, yes. It was like, yeah. eat, we're done. Yeah. yeah. Everybody.
It would stay on green.
Eat right now. Yeah.
And if it went to yellow, it was like a warning. If it went to red.
The only time my classmates didn't really love me because I talked so loud and so much that a lot of times I was the one that got us to yellow or red. Silent oh, yeah. lunch.
Not great.
Enough.
So see what we had to deal with kids back
yeah,
in the day.
Sorry.
Oh man. And we'll end on addressing our mental health, which has been a topic of conversation throughout this country and the Lancaster County School District. It just seems like it's helping employees, students, and families address some mental health situations.
We've been very fortunate. We have a partnership with the Cook Center, and we have offered parentguidance.org previously, but now we're doing a real huge rollout for the month of May. We did a soft rollout the past couple weeks just to let our staff know, our administrators know, our board know, our staff and our families are going to hear about it today. We have a green medallion at the top right of all of our websites where you can click and it goes to our health and wellness page that has the additional resources, a direct link to parent guidance there, but it also breaks down the parent guidance resources, which are going to include Ask a Therapist Live, coaching for parents, like how you talk to your child about these things, about anxiety and bullying and those types of things. It also includes a monthly newsletter, and currently they have that both in English and in Spanish, and they're looking to expand those languages as well. But we do have some services on our site, additional services that we have that will translate for additional families, because we do have a lot of different languages mm-hmm. in our district. And then additionally, a mental health series, they have a monthly calendar that they put out. And so we'll be sharing that out as well. And they have on-demand courses. Oh, so wow. it's got a huge wealth of resources for people. I think the nice thing about this is it's, you know, sometimes we don't recognize certain signs or we don't know how to have those conversations. Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a great tool for parents in the moment. Mm-hmm. But it also is going to continue to strengthen our staff where they're able to have to recognize things in the classroom, to know who the resources are, to be able to have conversations with parents about this resource.
And is this a resource that will be pushed out to them through the district or by the Cook Center? How do they find the information?
So they can find it on our district and school websites. Okay. Everybody has the green medallion in the top corner, so it's easily accessible. And it says parentguidance.org. Okay. You click that and you'll be able to get to the resources. But additionally, we'll be sending something out in our staff newsletter and our weekly update newsletter to parents today. We'll have it embedded in the newsletter, but we're also going to do an email that information, and then we'll be doing officially for May a news release and all, just to kind of bring attention back. We're going to put social media posts out showing each of these different items, and so we're hoping to really draw attention to it and then have something continuous where we kind of remind people, here's where you find those resources.
Love it.
Fabulous.
Perfect. Elizabeth Bryant is the public information officer for the Lancaster County School District. For the Lancaster County School District.